This is Ozarks at Large. This weekend, the Delta Aquarids meteor shower can be seen in northwest Arkansas. The shower is not the most brilliant that passes by Earth, nor is our spot on the planet necessarily the best for seeing it. But Friday night is a moonless night, and at Hobbs State Park, away from light pollution, the meteor shower should provide quite a show. Hobbs will host a watch party beginning at 9 Friday night that will last until the wee hours. The guide for the watch party will be Stuart Riley. He taught astronomy at the University of Missouri, Kansas City, and was part of the Astronomical Society of Kansas City before he moved to northwest Arkansas. He says Friday night should be prime viewing for celestial activity.
In fact, if you spend an hour or so under dark sky, a moonless sky, you'll catch a sight of a meteor as it suddenly or unexpectedly paints a bright streak across the dark firmament. These shooting stars can occur at any time on any night. However, most of them are sporadic, meaning they don't occur at a certain rate per hour or even, for that matter, on any given night. But as the flashes become more often, the hearts pound a little quicker, and during that meteor shower, which is what either a comet or an asteroid may produce in our atmosphere, these occur several times a year, and whenever Earth encounters a stream of debris left by a passing comet or an asteroid, during those times, the number of meteors you'll see will go up, and also it seems that the time seems to fly away, and you're caught to looking at a point in the sky, what we call a radiant. And the shower that usually occurs from a point in the sky from a constellation where it seems to be coming from, or the radiant. The July 29th through July 30th, the Delta Aquarids are going to appear. And so what that means is in the constellation of Aquarius, we will see basically a bunch of bright flashes that will appear anywhere from just a kind of a dim white streak to some that can be very brilliantly yellow or even green. And what they are is they're comets or remnants of the comet that are coming in through, the comet is the 96P Macholtz. And so this is a relatively new comet. And as Earth goes speeding around the sun at approximately 67,000 miles per hour, we're kind of broadsided by these remnant pieces of the comet. And when they do, they fly into the Earth's atmosphere. And there's really of no concern in terms of the size of the pieces that are entering our atmosphere, because even an object that is, a piece of iron or even dust that's the size of a pea would make a huge, brilliant display in the sky.
That we could see here.
That we can see here.
Huh.
So what it is that the Delta Aquaride will actually be brighter in the southern hemisphere or near the equator than we would say in Arkansas. But on any given place around the globe, you'll see some aspects of it. And why people would want to go out and watch a meteor shower is primarily just from the fact is that once you get kind of hooked, it's like watching an eclipse. You look forward to it, you plan for it, and then if it happens, it's joyful. And if it doesn't, then you still have some time under the sky to be able to kind of look through what you know of the sky and talk with other people or talk with other astronomers and get more familiar with the night sky. But it turns out the 29th is going to be a new moon evening. It should be a warmer evening than we probably would have expected. And we will see a fair amount, anywhere from 1 to 3 fragments or meteors per hour, up to as many as 20 per hour. So it's not as large, let's say, as the Geminides or the Aridnides, which are occurring in the fall and in the winter. But this is a dark night, or I should say a new moon night, so we'll have the benefit of being able to see a little bit more than we would if we even had a large number coming through. But with moon, you lose with a moon lit night, you lose quite a bit of what you could see. So this will be a rather good night to be able to see the fascinations from the heavens.
So it's almost, as long as clouds stay away, it's about as good a viewing atmosphere as you could have.
Yes. And we're particularly, it's particularly better in the summer. I mean, even though there's a little bit of a haze sometimes in the evenings, but during the night portions, which I call between like 10 p.m. to about 3 a.m., the haze and the skies steady out to become very, very quiet and very clear. And if it's a moonless night and if it's a cloudless night, you can see really into a great depth, even just naked eye, meaning what you can see with just your eyes without binocular or without telescope.
That night, the 29th, you'll kind of give the preview. You'll offer up the pre-show to the heavens.
That's correct.
And that starts at 9. What, you mentioned naked eye, but if people bring binoculars, that's not a bad idea?
No, in fact, people are welcome to bring telescopes, binoculars, cameras. I say naked eye only from the standpoint is that your vision is much broader in terms of the field of view, so you're able to see much more vastness of the whole sky. And with a telescope or with binocular, if you can see a steady stream, you'd want to have that. But if you're not sure whether, you know, what time they're going to come from the skies or whatever, then just looking at it until you can start recognizing a pattern.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can go to a binocular or a telescope or whatever suits your purpose. And as far as photography, basically, if you just took a picture and left the lens or the aperture of the film or of your digital camera open for long enough, you would capture these streaks.
In this age of 3D movies chock full of CGI and games that I can have on my large screen HD television, can something like this still amaze viewers?
Absolutely. You'd be surprised at the awe and fascination when people see something as what we would call a bolide, which is either a meteor or an asteroid that has broken into the atmosphere but does not hit the Earth. So it's not a meteorite or anything that you could pick up. In fact, what it does, it burns in the atmosphere. But it burns with such a ferocity of a ball of gas, if you will, that it literally looks like an explosion in the sky. And it goes on for, well, a good portion of the overall heaven, if you will, in the sense that you can see it start at one side of the viewing area and go to the other side completely, and people will be amazed at what they can see. But is what I was said earlier is that you can go out any given night and see this. It's just that they're not as frequent as some of the ones that have been predicted by the paths from current comets.
Well, Stuart Riley, thank you so much for your time. You've got us pretty excited about what's going to happen on the 29th.
I think everybody will be pleasantly surprised, and I think that Hobbs is gracious enough to host this. We'll find that if they have more questions, I'll be on hand to answer those questions, as well as give some little tidbits of facts of what they might be seeing and where to look.
All right. Stuart Riley, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much.
Stuart Riley will discuss the Delta Aquarids meteor shower Friday night at Hobbs State Park. The discussion and viewing are free, but reservations are required by calling 789-5000. Free specialty drinks like cappuccino, cafe americano, and lattes will be available as well. The Hobbs Watch begins at 9 Friday night and will last into the early morning hours. Participants are encouraged to bring blankets, water, snacks, red lights, and you can download a star map for the viewing at skymaps.com.